The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing You Home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, Washington, and thanks for joining me for another show. Every Sunday from 8 to 8:30, I bring you the truth in real estate, straightforward information and ideas on how to approach buying, selling, and everything in between. I'm Eric Stewart, your host. I've been selling real estate for now 33 years. My group and I sell over 150 homes every year, so I bring it from what I know and what I'm practicing day by day by day. We would love to work with you. If you're a home seller and you're thinking about selling and you're interviewing brokers, please consider making us one of the brokers that you talk with. Our toll-free number to do that is 1-800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104. And we're licensed in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia with offices in all three locations. We're affiliated with Long and Foster Realtors, which has the most real estate agents of any company by, I think it's like 150% or something amazing like that. Long & Foster has the reputation and the details and capabilities with technology, I'd say the new world and all the old world technologies that are necessary. And I should know, I've been doing this for 33 years and they have the best systems. So here we are. We're at the beginning of the show. I want to chat about homeowner associations in today's show. The Homeowners Association disclosure and the Homeowner Association contingency on a contract, and how critical it is that as a home seller's agent, you handle this HOA disclosure and resale addendum correctly when you're selling property. When you list a home, when you are going to meet with a home seller and you've won the opportunity as a real estate agent, you go in and you interview and you try to get the opportunity to be the agent representing the seller. When you go in and you get the paperwork done, it's important that you fill out a basic disclosure, which says what the fees are, any assessments on the property might be, and any other charges, and what was the total of that amount over the previous year. If there's a parking space or a storage unit that might convey with the property, you have to include not only the lot and block for that, but also tax ID if it's separately taxed. You also have to include information about how to contact the homeowner's management company. Now, that company oftentimes is just the community itself, a group of volunteers that manage the homeowners association. But in other cases, especially in larger communities, it could be a mammoth organization that handles, especially in a place like Leisure World, where you have hundreds and hundreds of condos and cooperatives that have to be managed. So you have a place to go to ask questions as a buyer. You also have a place to go to as a seller to make sure you're in compliance. And they double check to make sure that your unit, whatever it is you're selling, is in compliance with the rules of the community so that the buyer doesn't inherit an issue. And that's the way that works. The fee also needs to state what's included. So if it's just a homeowner's association fee, in most communities, that's just going to cover maintenance of the entryway into the neighborhood. But it also could include the clearing of the sidewalks, though it's generally, like in, say, Montgomery County, Maryland, it is the homeowner's responsibility. If they have a sidewalk in front of their home, it's their responsibility to clear that sidewalk if there's one on their property. In other places, it's not necessarily determined. And so the HOA may include that as a cost that they build into their annual budget, and then they attribute that in the monthly payment that the community makes. Places, let's say, like Montgomery Village in Gaithersburg, Maryland, and other neighborhoods around the Beltway that have a pool and tennis court set up will charge you an extra fee on top of the HOA fee to pay for the use of the pool and the tennis as an included feature and benefit of living in that area. Okay, you get the idea. If you live in a homeowners association, you know that what I'm saying is completely accurate. You also have to disclose if you're aware of any deficiencies or if you're aware if there are any assessments. So in a condominium building, for instance, you might have the roof have to get replaced, or there may be an issue. There are buildings where the balconies fail over 50 years, and they have to be rebuilt on the outside of the building. And that's a general cost that is borne by all of the condo owners, and the special assessment is essentially assessed to everybody and they have to pay it, right? So, okay, now we got the idea, right? So the delivery of that information to a buyer. The buyer has the right to receive a copy of the homeowners association documents that would include the bylaws, okay, and the budget and any rules that go with that. So they get all of those so they can see what the budget is, they know what their cost is going to be, and they can also validate whether there's enough in reserves or whether they're going to be looking at an assessment in the short term. Buyer gets a chance to receive those and review those generally on the homeowners association for 5 days. On a condo association, it's generally 10 days or 7 days, depending on what jurisdiction you're in. And that's an open window for a buyer to walk away from purchasing a property. I repeat, it's an open window for the buyer to walk away during that time frame. So think about this. If you're a home seller and you put your property on the market and a buyer comes in this hot market and makes you an offer that waives the home inspection contingency, the appraisal contingency, the financing contingency, and there's no contingencies in the offer and you got a phenomenal price, but there still is a homeowners association contingency, your contract is only as firm as the buyer's willingness to move forward during the time that it takes for you to get the documents in hand and deliver them and for the buyer to read them. So if you're selling a home, you want to order the homeowners association documents before you put the property on the market so that you have the documents in hand and can deliver them to the buyer concurrent with the date of ratification so that the term of that reading, that contingency on the HOA docs is limited to a very brief period, usually 5 days. If you ratify and then order and it takes you 2 weeks to get them, you still have that 5-day window ahead of you. And during that window, anything could happen. Maybe they see another house. You hear what I'm saying? It's very important that you have to think ahead. And I will say, when you order the homeowners association documents from your community, it's generally going to cost you $200, maybe $300 to get the whole set. Even if you have a previous set, that set is not going to be up to date in the budget because year by year, the budget changes. And you also have someone in your community generally that will come out, walk around the outside of your home and make sure that the exterior of your home is in compliance with whatever rules there might be. So when that's the case, you've got to get the documents up to date and delivered to the buyer, and you take a little risk by ordering them before you go live that you may not get an offer and they may die. That $200-$300 that you spend may die as a cost of selling if you don't sell. But we know that we're in a market that you have a 99% chance of selling your property. That's just the way it is right now. So I think there's more of a risk that a buyer could change their mind after they go to purchase than there is of you not selling the property. Therefore, go ahead and get your documents in hand, order them, get them in your hands, and then you have them and they can be delivered to the buyer's agent and onto the buyer. So does that make sense? Hopefully that makes sense. If you have questions on what I'm sharing today or how to approach this, this is just one of the many ways that we handle ourselves at the Eric Stewart Group of Long and Foster to make sure that our clients can sleep at night and they're not waiting on this long period of time. Sometimes the homeowners association documents don't get done because somebody makes a mistake at the office where they produce them. You got to follow up with them. Then they start making them. You can also get them on a rush, which costs an extra, $75 or $100 to get them. But why spend that money when you can get them in advance? Okay, so that's it on HOA docs. And let's turn our attention now to talking about water and sewer. This is a key component as well. If you purchase a home, and typically wherever you live, if you are purchasing a home and it's relatively new, there's a hookup fee that the water company will charge the builder for hooking up water and sewer to the house. And that hookup fee includes the cost of installing the sewer pipes and installing the water pipes and those things that connect to the house. And this could be a $25,000 or $35,000 fee, okay? That fee is spread out over 25 years by the local water service, and it's paid as a part of the tax bill often. It sometimes is done in a private utility where a company comes in and says, we'll put up the money rather than the builder or WSSC or one of the water companies. This private entity will put up the money, and then they're going to collect 8% interest for 25 years on the money that they put up. That's how a private utility gets set up, and that's how they make extra money. Regardless, When you transfer, you need to disclose how much is left on your water and sewer hookup. And then the buyer assumes that cost. And frankly, as long as you give disclosure on that, the buyers will accept that additional fee, recognizing at the end of a 25-year period, they will not owe any more money on that. These are some good disclosure things, and you may have questions on how to approach the process of disclosure. Maybe you know about a wet basement and a termite issue, something in the past that happened that's no longer an issue. In future shows, we'll talk about, do you have to disclose if someone died in a home, somebody was murdered in a house? Those kinds of things are really interesting when you get into the details. So for more information on us, to talk with us, call us now at 1-800-900-9104. That's toll free, 800-900-9104. That also, Eric Stewart Group is our website. You can get a lot more detail by attending our webinars, which we have one every week at ericstewartgroup.com. Just sign up there. Well, it's time for Stuart Rosenthal. Stuart, good morning. What do you have for us today from the Beacon newspaper?
Good morning, Eric. Well, we have an interesting financial article. It's a little bit complicated to talk about in a minute on the air, but I'll just touch on it. A way to pay no tax on capital gain. Now, you know, the market's been going really pretty high this year. You may have some stocks that have really gone up a lot. At the same time, this has been a year when a lot of people have had some troubles with their income and have less of an income. And this creates an opportunity because there are three tax levels on capital gains: 0%, 15%, and 20%. Now, of course, paying 0% tax is the best if you can make it happen. So if your income as an individual is under $40,000 or as a couple under $80,000, then you can sell a capital asset and you won't pay any tax on the gain, as long as it doesn't put you over that $40,000 or $80,000 level. And then you can buy it right back again, which means you'll own the asset at the higher basis. And that means when you do ultimately sell the asset down the road, you'll pay a lot less tax on it because you will have paid zero tax on all the recent gain that you had in the stock market.
And you can read about it in the Beacon newspaper at thebeaconnewspapers.com. Very cool. Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric.
Good insight from Stuart. Pick up your free copy. And stay tuned because Lee DuPont from Asbury Communities joins me in just a moment. And after that, the second installment of our radio series, Senior Moments. I'll be right back.